Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeComp and Gavin Durson, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world.
Hello, welcome to Keep It Simple podcast. I'm Gavin Durson.
And I'm Tom LeComp.
And this is a podcast dedicated to helping folks explore life with Christ outside the traditional church and what we might call simple church, organic church, house church, whichever term you prefer. Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and I'm looking forward to what you're going to have to say right now because you're surprising me.
Okay, so Tom, here's the question. I was sitting down with some folks, and I've been thinking a little bit about this, and if you have been involved in simple church, perhaps you've heard yourself say something similar, and the comment was made to me about some folks that are leading Simple Church. They've kind of been through a season where, to give you a little background, this particular Simple Church community, they were meeting together a while, a family had a baby, another family was gone for a month or so. They were sort of out there kind of hobnobbling around, not really anything too consistent as far as their fellowship, but staying in touch and encouraging each other in the best way they could. And now they've sort of reconvened and they're all kind of getting back together. There's a new family that's kind of in that mix. And the comment was made to me, I asked, so, hey, you know, how is your simple church community going? What's God up to? What are you doing? And the comment was made to me, well, we're trying to figure out what we're doing. And so my question to you today, Tom, is what are we doing? What are we doing in Simple Church? Have you ever found a community sort of in that kind of in that position where you're trying to figure out what in the world are we doing? It seems like an easy question. It sort of seems like a question, well, of course, we might know the right answer to it, but it really struck me as, you know, that is, I think, a question that a lot of times we're all asking ourselves. If I'm completely honest with myself, I probably asked it to myself on this past Sunday when everyone left our home. You know, what are we doing here? Where are we going with this? What is the purpose? What's the object here? And what would you say to a group of folks who are sort of found themselves in that spot where they're maybe just struggling to kind of recapture or think through what we're doing? What is the purpose? Where are we going?
I get it. I often struggle with that too, because sometimes we're on automatic pilot and we're just saying, where are we going to meet next week, next couple of weeks? Do we have a topic we're going to study? Most important thing, who's bringing food and what are we bringing? And we just get in that mode from week to week to week to week, where we're meeting on a consistent basis, but you know, what are we doing? We're showing up, we're singing some songs, we're looking at the Bible, and we're eating, but are we going in a direction?
Yeah, and I think there's I've sort of, since the days they brought that up, I guess I've had two thoughts about it, and they're both sort of opposing in nature. One is that, well, you know, gosh, like, you've got to know where you're going. Like, that's the whole reason, you know, that's, as someone who's somewhat apostolic and trying to provide some direction and leadership, my first thought is, that's all we've ever talked about since you've been involved is what we're doing. Yeah, we're making disciples. We're trying to reach out to new people. Our hope is that we have this plan that, you know, it's like you're going towards a place where new people are coming into the kingdom, and the fellowship you enjoy, you're extending it to others, and you have this vision of seeing your group multiply in a real way that sends a couple out, or that you go for a season to help another community get started, and you have this sort of idea of where you're at and your identity. You either kind of live in this neighborhood or you have this common interest, and this is your mission field. It's sort of defined by these parameters because that's what brought you all together. And my first thought is that it's like, man, like, how, that's all we've talked about. How, you know, let's go back through that again. But and there is, I think, sometimes that where we can just forget those things, that mission aspect, where we forget like where we're going, why we're doing this, why are we doing? You know, our memories are so short. You know, and we do get in the cruise control mode where we kind of, it's almost like the focus starts to become on making sure we have the food and we have everybody there, and we forget this vision where we're going. And I think sometimes we all, you know, it just struck me that the sincerity of that question, trying to figure out where we're going. It's like, on one hand, it's like, you know, you want to think, well, how could you not know that? But then when y'all look in the mirror, I think, man, that's all of us, you know.
Yeah.
We're all really, if we're honest, I think we're all kind of trying to figure out where we're going. And to be honest, it's probably the other thought I have of that is that, you know, that's kind of the new normal. Like, we want to always be asking that question. And if we ever have this sense of, you know, at some level, we want to always be wrestling with that. Lord, where are we going with this thing? And where are we going? Because that question in of itself, if you're asking it to the Lord, I think is healthy in the sense that it suggests that we are going somewhere, we don't really know where, and we're going to ask Jesus, and we're going to continue to ask him where we're going. It's like it was reminding me, you know, and how many times did Jesus say, Lord, where are you going to stay? And he said, come and see, you know. And there is this coming and seeing aspect to Simple Church that's very uncomfortable at times because it's not clearly defined. There are things that are unknown and uncertain. And what we're saying is that we're going to come and we're going to go with Jesus and see where he's taking us. And so those are kind of opposite kind of things. There is a sense in which we want to have a clear vision of where we're going. But then there is also the reality that we are always going to be kind of going to somewhere we don't really know.
Yeah.
And that's not bad, but I don't know. I've been struck by that question, and I think it's a good question that at this time of year we're winding down a calendar year. We're getting ready to begin a new year, depending on when this podcast is aired. Maybe it's already begun, but we're kind of reevaluating that question, and I think that's a very important question for anyone listening this podcast to really reflect on. Where are you going? Where are you going with your family? You know, I think it always starts at home. And where's God leading your family? Where is he leading you in your marriage? And as it relates to your church family, where is he leading you? And I really want to encourage everyone to not just brush over that question, mm-hmm. not just read a book and say, oh, this is what we're supposed to be doing, so I guess we're going to do this. But to really pray and have a prayerful attitude in the coming days and weeks about that. Invite all the members of your community and your Simple Church community to pray, to seek the Lord about that question, where are we going, and to write those things down. Take a couple of weeks and then share those. Share what seems to be stirring in your heart. And, you know, I think you might, you know, I believe in that if the Lord is leading your group and people took that challenge seriously, that you might be really surprised to see that there might be some themes emerge. There might be some clarity come mm-hmm. that would be very much directed by the Lord as he works through each and every person within your Simple Church together.
Yeah. And I think it's really important. I mean, we always go the path. We're human beings. We tend to go the path of least resistance. And you know, automatic mode is comfortable for us. I think it's good to periodically just reflect on, you know, what's my relationship with Christ like, and then extend that to your family, your group, your community. Remind yourself, you know, go back to the scriptures and consider, you know, what did the church do? How, you know, the church was the body of Christ. What did Christ tell us to do? You know, he gives us two big commands. The great commandment is what the whole law is based on, and that's love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, strength. And the second one's like it, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. That sounds, oh, that's just too simple, but, you know, ask yourself, is my church involved in that? How's my church helping me? How's my church helping my family? Do those two things, and then the Great Commission, you know,
yeah,
make more of you, make more disciples, go and make disciples and teach them. You know, we know a lot if we've been raised in the church. Let's teach that to others, you know, and then look at, you know, what the early church did. You know, we do the Acts 2:42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. You know, if we just concentrated on that, we'd be well on the way to being a healthy church with direction, and not just showing up and eating and singing some songs. So I have those thoughts. But yeah, I am with you, Gavin. I'm on automatic too many times.
And so, you know, I want to, and this is something if you've listened to the past few podcasts, we've talked about sort of a reboot of this podcast, and you're going to be hearing more about that as we kind of think about trying to put a little more kind of a 7-10 week series on helping folks get started with Simple Church. But this is really kind of, I guess, geared toward those of you that maybe have tried this or are part of a Simple Church. And I really want to issue this challenge, and this is something that hopefully we can kind of do more of. But I really want to challenge everyone out there. I'm putting this at the top of my list, but let's make this question a priority. And let's really present this to the folks that we find community with. And let's really take this serious. Let's seek the Lord about where it is that He wants us to go. And He may not give us a spotlight into the entire year. He may just show us the next step. He may just say, come and see. And you may, only thing you're able to tell is that you're going to walk down this road with Jesus for a while and you don't really know where it goes. That's okay. But I do believe that God wants to show us where He is leading us. And again, it may not be a spotlight. It may just be the lamp to our feet. But let's really challenge, I want to challenge all of us to do this individually and as a community, as a group. And there's ways you could do that. You could challenge all the folks in your Simple Church over the course of a week or two to spend some time in quiet prayer, listening to God, asking Him, jotting down any thoughts they might have and that come to mind, and then getting together at a certain time and sort of sharing what you wrote down and see if there's any common themes emerge. You might take the opportunity to do this right on the spot. We've done this at times where we say, hey, for Simple Church meeting today, we're going to eat, but now we're going to spend the next 20 minutes in silence, and we're going to listen to the Lord and ask Him to show us where it is that He's leading us, maybe individually, but also as a group. And that might be another way that you might go about doing that. But I want to encourage you, however you do it, to do it, to seek the Lord about this question and see if a theme emerges. And then, if it does, be so audacious to trust Him and take a step of faith based on what you sense Him saying. And again, we've talked about the idea of listening, and it's something that God's been teaching me more and more about. But it's never usually a 100% certainty, and it's never usually something that there's always faith involved. It may be that your group or your Simple Church or you and your wife or your family say, you know, we're reasonably sure that the Lord is leading us down this road as we've prayed about it, as we've talked to our friends about it and our church family about it, and so we're going to take a step of faith in this direction. And that's where the rubber meets the road then. It's not only teaching the commands, but doing what He says, teaching to obey. You know, will we obey if we sense that Jesus is leading us in a direction? And of course, all of that's done under the counsel of Scripture and within the bounds of what He has revealed to us in His Word and those sorts of things. But I really think that was a great question. We're trying, in an honest statement, we're really trying to figure out what we're doing and where we're going. And I hope that we can all maintain a posture like that to some degree always, that we're always trying to figure out, but never to the detriment of giving up, that we're just not going to know, or we can't know, because we do know the Scriptures does say also that without a vision, my people will perish. And we do believe that God is a God who communicates. He is a God, if He's the head of your community and the church and your local Simple Church, house church, if He's the head of it, then He does want to take us someplace to come and see what He's doing. And so we need to be listening and being paying attention.
That's a good question, Gavin. Thanks. Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Well, let us hear from you. And perhaps by way of accountability, if you take this challenge seriously, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to share it on the podcast about your Simple Church and what you're doing, where you're going. And we'd love to share that with folks so that they might be praying for you as well. So we'd love to do that. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that this season of life is a wonderful season for you and your family. For those of you that have endured a loss this year, we pray that God would give you a special peace and a special blessing, as we know the holiday season can be a tough one. And we pray that this coming year would be a wonderful year for you, for everyone, that we would see people come to faith in Christ, that we would see house churches birthed not by formulaic types of things, but simply as God leads people to Him, and that new communities are formed in a real natural way. We pray that would happen for you this year, that this would be your greatest year that you've had with the Lord, that you would see Him do wonderful things in your midst, and that you would experience His presence in new and powerful ways, and His power in your life in new and powerful ways. That's our prayer for you this season. God bless you, and thanks for joining us on Keep It Simple Podcast.
You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways. Find us on the web at keepitsimplepodcast.com. That's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Keep It Simple, a simple church podcast. Or you can find us on iTunes. We welcome your feedback and your prayers.